Hi there, you are listening to the podcast Medical Miracles Season 2. So yesterday we are gonna debug some more interesting myths and yes, let's go inside the topic. So for today, the first myth we are gonna break or decode is brown sugar is better for you than white sugar. It's a common myth around many families. Before getting into detail into it, I'm just gonna give you a small information. There's difference between the brown sugar and the white sugar, as well as the sugar which you're buying, like organic sugars, you know, jaggery they used to say. Those are completely different. So we are just gonna see the difference between brown sugar and white sugar. The only difference between brown and white sugar is that brown sugar contains molasses, which has a caramel aroma and flavor, while white sugar has a refined to remove molasses. So both of these sugar provide the same amount of energies, so that the truth is your body can't really tell the difference. So next time someone argues with you that brown sugar is better than white sugar, just knock them down and tell this information. So let's break the second myth of the day. You should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. It's a common advice given by an adult to the children or the doctors to the patients. In general, we are not all walking around in a dehydrated state. Our bodies are very good at regulating our fluid levels. This myth, the 8 glass per day myth, actually started in 1947 when the Fluid and Nutrition Board of National Research Council said adults should take in about 2.5 liters of water per day. It's actually equivalent to 8 glasses. Like most of the media during that time, like they were very conscious in spreading this information, but no one knew the truth of it. The council actually went on to explain that the most of 2.5 liters water comes from the food we eat. So they didn't mean you have to drink 8 glasses of water. They just said you have to consume liquid fluid which is equivalent to 8 glasses of water. So what food you are eating is already giving you 2.5 liters of water for a day. So it's not necessary you have to drink a lot of water, because the more water you consume without necessity, your blood will get liquefied and you will undergo many medical problems, and at last it will lead to death also. It's very dangerous. So never drink water for sake. So the third myth which you're gonna break is very interesting, and it's commonly said by many mothers to their child. Don't eat citrus fruits or don't drink citrus juices a lot because it causes your throat ache, or it causes you soreness in the throat and you'll get cold and fever soon. There's three major causes for it. First one is lack of water, second one is eating or drinking it cold, and third one is addition of sugar. So I'm gonna give you a small brief of each point. The first one, lack of water. When the body isn't sufficiently hydrated and you eat citrus fruits, the process leads to an increase in histamines that causes allergies. Drinking about 4 to 5 liters of water every day will eradicate the harmful effect and make consumption of citrus fruits safe. Second one, eating or drinking it cold. With busy schedules, we no longer have time to buy and consume fresh fruits on a daily basis. We prefer buying them in bulk and storing them in fridge. While this is an easy alternative and viable option, this isn't so healthy. Yes, consuming citrus fruits right away from the freezer and adding ice to juices is the reason behind body catching cold. Citrus fruits stored in room temperature and consumed fresh cause absolutely no harm to your body. In fact, it boosts your immunity. The third one, addition of sugar. Adding large amounts of sugar to the juices might enhance the taste, but it absolutely causes harm to the body. The sugar in the juices will again trigger the histamines and cause allergies. However, this can be avoided as there are alternatives to enhance the taste and reduce the soreness. Add raw honey or jaggery to your juices instead of sugar. They are safe to consume and act as a good alternative. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope everyone got benefited with it. And please share, support and keep listening to my podcast, as it is available in 8 different platforms like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, JioSaavn, etc. like Spotify too. So for more details, contact me in my Instagram. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2.